title and more places. And we can be more like an internet company. And even, you know, if Bitcoin existed before Twitter started, I think we would see completely different business models. We wouldn't, I don't think we would be as dependent upon an advertising business model. I think there would be a much healthier balance on multiple business models at once instead of this over-dependence upon one. I think we'd see a lot less of the issues that advertising systems can bring up in terms of privacy and everything we're seeing around surveillance capitalism as well. So the fact that the internet didn't have this mode of transport and didn't have this protocol and didn't have this currency, you know, forced into very traditional models that became massive at scale and then can become quite dangerous at scale as well. So I'm very excited to see the new models that emerge, because we now have Bitcoin, and we're now the closest we've ever been to a native currency for the internet, which to me like changes everything.
So TCP/IP is like the universal digital information protocol, and that caused all these internet companies to be able to deploy their services everywhere on Earth simultaneously without jumping through compliance hoops and other armies of lawyers, right?
100%.
But you see Bitcoin/Lightning as like universal monetary protocol?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, and probably beyond that. I mean, there was a time early in Bitcoin's history when there was less of a focus on Bitcoin as a currency aspect and just as that transport, and more on blockchain technology. Blockchain technology is amazing, but the network's power is what people do with it and the use cases. And the use case for the internet to have something like this is, I think, as fundamental as TCP/IP or HTTP, SMNP, which is a mail protocol. So these open protocols create companies, they create projects, they create entirely new cultural and societal shifts that I think ultimately lead to more trust and more transparency as time goes on, and diminishment of all these barriers and boundaries that we've erected in the net.
So, if I'm a small business and I'm the benefit of building the Lightning/Bitcoin monetary protocol into the small business applications at Square would be, potentially you could roll out services worldwide simultaneously. And second, everybody wouldn't have to route their transactions through credit cards and individual banks, which then terminate at a central bank in each nation, which means that all the small businesses could trade with each other, I suppose, everywhere in the world. So it's like the fees get driven down by a factor of 1,000. The world trades with each other, and then it would create maybe an acceleration in product development, because you don't have to rebuild the feature set 97 times and run it through some complicated compliance review and then negotiate with a bunch of counterparties. But is that right? I mean, our mind being
100%. I think the biggest point in what you just said what is so important is all that is transparent. I can see the fees Bitcoin imposes on me, and I can determine why they're at that particular amount, why they're high, why they're low, based on what's happening within the network. So that level of transparency builds a lot more trust. It also builds intent and incentive to make the network even more efficient. What causes greater efficiencies or make it even more secure? How do we add protections or anonymity or privacy? So all these things being transparent clearly display the problems, whereas in the typical financial industry, and especially corporate finance, those tools, they're all in a black box. You can't see anything. You can't see how they work. You can't see how they're priced. And I think that goes such a far way in terms of usage over time, knowing a system is, you know, definitely a great incentive to wanting to use it more and more because you trust it more and more.
So I guess I sense a theme here with if sellers were excluded from the economy and Square's application services, you know, empowered them. Is the idea behind Tidal to empower artists to participate in the economy and give them control of their own destiny the same way?
100%. Like we on the surface, it looks like a financial company, but a music streaming company. And what's interesting about Tidal is that Jay and the team have always been focused from an artist perspective, from a musician's perspective, and the lack of fairness in the model right now. So Tidal pays out more than anyone else, but we're also doing things that kind of question the fundamentals of how artists have been paid in the past. But certainly there's no gap in streaming music or podcast today. You have three massive players, Amazon, Apple, and Spotify. We don't have any, you know, strong hope that we're going to compete on that ground. What we do think there's an open space around is artist tools, and how they create, how they collaborate, how they find each other, how they participate not only in the economy but also in the music space. So that's it. Artists today does not get that much from streaming revenue. They get the majority from merchandise and touring, and Square has commerce sites. We can integrate those right in the title, make it easy for an artist to start one up immediately, but also make sure that they are open and free to, you know, be consumed and listened to on every other single platform out there. There's also a lot within just the streaming use case and the format that is interesting. This is where I think the spirit of NFTs, that there's something, that it's the right question to ask. We currently have the wrong answers. The question around contribution to artists, that particular question, is interesting and definitely the right one to ask, and one we're asking a lot, but to do so on a much better foundation. And I think, you know, what's exciting to me is we talk so much of around layer one Bitcoin. We talk a little bit around layer two and Lightning, but there are layers on top of that as well. And this is a foundation that can be utilized for so much exchange of value. It doesn't have to be purely limited to what.
Who can stop me? Who can stop me? Who can stop me? Who can stop me? putting up. Hold. Pop that. I'm OD in Paris. I'm OD in France. But I told you I need that event. Thank you.